As you get your 2014 income tax documents in order, know that there will be a new line item on the federal form because of the Affordable Care Act. The item will ask whether you had health insurance last year. If you did not have coverage for the entire year, you may face a penalty. If you bought a plan on the federal exchange, you may also have to do additional calculating. Chris Felton is a senior tax manager at Sattell Johnson Appel in Menominee Falls. She says many people should breeze through the change.
So those individuals that have had health insurance coverage for the entire year through their employer or under a parent's coverage, for example, will simply need to check a box on the tax return saying that, yes, I had full year coverage. That line also has a box to calculate any penalty for those people that did not have full year coverage. So they'll have a little bit more work to do.
Let's start with the folks who did not have health insurance for the entirety of 2014. What type of figuring or calculating must they do?
Well, they're going to have to calculate their penalty. And I don't believe that it's a very complicated calculation. It's really based on how many months out of the year they did not have coverage and also their household income for the year. So those people that are, let's say, an individual that has under $19,000 in gross income for the year, their maximum penalty will be about $95. For a family, the maximum is $285. Those people that are higher income, their penalty could be even higher. It could be up to 1% of their adjusted gross income. There's also a number, about 19 exemptions to the penalty. And there's an additional form to complete to let the IRS know why you're exempt from the penalty. One is that coverage is considered unaffordable. You know, one is kind of a general hardship exemption, but that has to be granted by the marketplace itself. And then they'll provide you with a certificate number confirming that you are exempt. Also, those people that did go to the government marketplace to get their health insurance, they will have to file an additional form. It's Form 8962, and that determines if they are due either an additional premium tax credit or if they have to repay any of the premium tax credit they already received.
Will people who did buy a plan on the exchange, will they be getting an extra document from the government?
I believe the document will actually come from the insurance company that is ultimately insuring them.
And then did you say that some people are going to have to contact the federal marketplace if they apply for an exemption?
Correct. There's certain exemptions that require certification by the marketplace itself.
So if you didn't have health insurance for part of 2014, or if you did buy it from the federal marketplace, give yourself more time to fill out your tax forms this year?
Exactly. There are people out there that use TurboTax and various software. Hopefully those softwares will do a good job, but we're expecting that a lot of people are going to need help with this.